Hospice, the empathetic and commonsensical service offered to dying patients and their families, is now a standard form of medical care. But the value of hospice has not always been understood by doctors, nurses, hospitals, or insurance companies. Dr. Josefina B. Magno was an oncologist who helped bring that message home. She founded one of the first hospices in the United States and helped get insurance companies to pay for it. Dr. Magno died last month at the age of 83 from congestive heart failure. Pat Pastoy worked with Dr. Magno as a nurse and in the founding of hospice. She joins us in the studio. Ms. Pastoy, thank you for coming in to talk to us.
You're more than welcome.
How did you come to know Dr. Magno?
Through church. Joe and I and a woman named Dorothy Garrett came together after a mass at Catholic University. And Joe started talking about a patient that the minute he left the hospital, he was in terrible pain again and had to come back in. And she kept saying, if I only had a safe place. And I was saying, you know, I'm seeing these things, and I just listened to Dr. Sylvia Lack from England, and she's talking about hospice, and this seems to me like a wonderful way to go. And Dorothy Garrett had already started a volunteer organization caring for the seriously ill. And we realized that we were, in fact, all talking about this hospice concept of care, the idea of caring, compassionate, loving, medically competent care.
Care for the dying?
Care for the dying. And Joe literally said, let's go back to my house. And we went back to her house, realized that we were going to need men. You're talking 27 years ago. Gathered our husbands, my husband and Dorothy's husband, and formed a board. Richard became the president and Larry became the treasurer. Joe was the medical director and I was the nurse.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, now, I suppose that as an oncologist, she must have seen a lot of people facing the end of their lives.
Of course. And that went on, of course, in hospice. But I think when you think of Dr. Magno, when you think of Joe, you have to realize that she is a woman who has suffered greatly in her life. She lost her husband after only 11 years of marriage. She herself was given a diagnosis of breast cancer and underwent radical mastectomy. So when she comes to the bedside of a person, she knew where it was. She knew what they were going through. She knew that sick feeling that they must have gotten in the pit of their stomach.
Hospice of Northern Virginia is a huge concern and is famous for what it does. But Dr. Magno did a great deal for the hospice movement nationally when she persuaded, she worked out a way to cover hospice under insurance.
She, in fact, started the first pilot project hospice, which happened at the Washington Home, and got Blue Cross Blue Shield to fund that. And then we had people working so that we now have a Medicare benefit for hospice. And she was responsible for motivating much of that. She then went on to international hospice. In the Philippines, she was working on a church-based concept, which would be sort of mini hospices. And so she never, never stopped doing this.
Do you think that part of the inspiration for Dr. Magno and the hospice movement generally was that we were not handling death very well?
I know that Joe felt very strongly that it was not handled well in hospitals. Now, that has changed over the last 25 years. And I think that Joe Magno and the hospice movement have affected some of that change. The other thing that Joe was very strong on was that there not be what she would call a conspiracy of silence, where the person that was seriously ill was excluded from any conversation about it. That was one thing that Joe definitely wanted changed. She believed in truth, but she believed in gentle truth, and she had a way of using gentle truth with her patients. And she believed that you never took hope away, because there's always a reason to hope, even if it's a hope for a few more days. There's always something to hope for.
Pat Pastoy, thank you very much for coming in.
You're more than welcome again.
Pat Pastoy joined us in our studio. Her friend and co-worker, Dr. Josefina B. Magno, died last month at the age of 83.